The ultimate weapon in the info war would be so secret, so invisible, so undetectable, you would never know your mind was under attack. At Laurentian University in Ontario, Canada, a young student is about to undergo one of the strangest experiences of her life. They're hooking Denise's brain up to an electroencephalograph, or EEG machine, for 30 to 40 minutes. This will monitor her brain waves. And these electric coils attached on either side of her head will immerse her brain in an electromagnetic field. Her brain actually completes the circuit between the two coils. The field pulsing through her brain is less powerful than one given off by a digital clock radio, but acutely controlled and focused at specific parts of the brain, it will open Denise's mind to outside suggestion by this man. Dr. Michael Persinger is a professor of psychology and neuroscience. He is designing ways to put the power of mind control to good use. Dr. Persinger's research focuses on brain trauma. He uses carefully controlled doses of electromagnetic radiation to induce relaxation and alleviate pain.
So what Sandra did was to initiate a opiate releasing pattern. That's a burst firing field that was stimulated once every 4 seconds. And that produces relaxation and a very pleasant sensation. Similarly, using the appropriate field, we can induce fear and apprehension. But clearly, that would be unethical in that setting.
Dr. Persinger's tests suggest that carefully programmed electromagnetic frequencies can tap into individual brains and influence people's emotions.
The cognitive processes of the human brain are really quite simple. And if you understand how they work, you can make entire populations think and decide the manner in which you wish.
Many experts are skeptical of such an Orwellian scenario, but Persinger thinks the implications are chillingly real.
Suppose you generate a field that produces fear, fundamental fear, in large numbers of people. And then, over the television, more traditional way, you say, the reason we're having this fear is because of this particular group. And now you start to move the population believing in a direction that you wish.
To influence 250 million people, the equivalent of the entire population of the United States, may not be that difficult. According to Dr. Persinger, we already have the technology, satellites and television, and radio transmitters. Mind control may already be happening. We know the mysterious PSYOPS plane can beam persuasive sounds and pictures into people's television sets. Will it someday beam disturbing frequencies directly into the mind? Mind control will be the ultimate non-lethal weapon.
The research is led by Dr. Michael Persinger.
Basically, at any given time, all experience is due to those portions of the brain that are most metabolically active. If we can simulate that by applying complex, meaningful magnetic fields to the brain, we can also induce those experiences. If you stimulate the deep portions of the temporal lobe, so you can get very, very vivid imagery, and the emotional commitment or the emotional sensation that something is profound, real, cosmically real, and personally significant.
These experiences are so strong, they're utterly real for the person who has them. They can be as profound as a religious conversion, yet we can generate them with a machine. These mind games are beginning to shed their secrets. The scientist becomes the shaman. But where are the limits? What else can people be made to believe?
Well, one thing that's really clear, you can control the person's experiences, and they don't know they're being controlled.
And they don't know they're being controlled. And they don't know they're being controlled.
Science. You don't know science. I know science.